Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shi'urim, the Din of Rov and Kavod. This is the ninth Shi'ur. In the previous Shi'ur, we saw the Rambam, that if you find an Asufi, an abandoned baby, in a city that has Goyim, it doesn't matter whether Rov Goyim, Rov Yisrael, he's a Safek Goylin Yuchsin, who's Makadish and Isha, she requires a Get Me Safek, and if someone kills him, Ein or Neragalev, he cries a Get Me Safek, because maybe he's a Jew, and Misha Hargo, someone who kills him is a Neragalev, doesn't get killed because of him, because maybe he's a Goy, and the Rotzeach is in Chayv Misa. And we didn't understand these Gemaras are not, these Dinim are not in the Gemara. And where does the Rambam get it? Why should she need, if it's a Rov Goyim, why should she need to get me Suffolk? Why don't we just follow the Rov? And also, why Hargo and her Naragalev if it's mostly Israel? So then Hargo should be Naragalev. So the Magid Mishnah says, because there's Kavuim. There are people in the year who are Kavua, called Kavua, Kamechtel, Mechtel, Dami. So it's very hard to understand because the Rambam himself says that there is Shaykh Rov. Don't tell me about Kavua, because it is Shaykh Rov, because if it's in the next halacha, the Rambam says, if it's Rov here, Goyim, so then you're allowed to give the person Avelis and Shreifus. And if it's Rov Yisrael, then you're Machzer Aveda Ki Yisrael. So then why are you telling me Din of Kavua? So maybe what the Magid Mishnah means is, as we explained in the previous shir, when he says it's Kavua, that it's telling the aim and the mother. In other words, it all depends on the status of the mother. With the mother's Jewish, the child Jewish, if not. So Memela, she sometimes is Kavua. So if he comes to her and she's Kavua, so then Mechta Mechta Damit 50-50, if she goes to him, then you follow the Rov. So it's a din of Safek Kavua. Ah, we're dealing here with Safek Kavua. So when it comes to dinim like Hashavas Aved and Bimachel Trefus, so you can Avelis and Trefus, you can follow the regular Rov, even though we have a Safek Kavua, but still, Sof Kol Sof, like we saw in the Rashba, there's a Rov here. If it's Rov Yisrael, Rov Yisrael, Rov Goyim, Goyim, and you're right, the Safek Kavua, that makes 50-50. But there's also a Safek that it isn't Kavua, and there's a Rov one way, so you have to follow that Rov. But when it comes to killing somebody who kills him, so there are the Vitzilo Eidu, we do everything we can to save the person, and because it's Safek Kavua, the Rov doesn't wipe out the Miut. Since the Rov doesn't wipe out the Miut is still extant, and that's enough to save the person's life. Because that's what we saw about Safek Kavua, that it makes it, that creates a situation that the Rov doesn't completely wipe it out, and yeah, you have to be Choshish in this case. So that explains the din of Mishar, Wayne, and Aragal. What about the din of Kiddush, Isha, Tzricha, Get Me Safek? How is that different than the din of Velas and Trefus, the Rambam Paskins, that if it's Rov Goyim, you can give the person Trefus, so why not if it's Rov Goyim? If he was a Kaddish and woman, she doesn't need to get Me Safek. So in the Sefer Kiddush Yankov and Simen Dalet Siflamet Gimel, he's Amid on this, and he writes that the Rambam holds that it's Al Tzchumah De'Ishas Ish, that even Barov Nachum to require a get, and his makor is that it doesn't say in the Gemara Lehedja that Rov Nachum is effective to make him like a Nachri, even if he was Mekadesh and Isha. So the Rambam says, though the Gemara doesn't say it explicitly, Memeila, I'm going to use Mount Svar and tell you that if it's Rov Nachum, we're still Chashish L'Kiddushin, because of the Miut Yisrael. So why? Because of the Chumra of Eishas Ish. So, and the reason is, when it comes to Eishas Ish, they're Nafkaminas L'Dini Nefashas, right? We know they're Nafkaminas L'Gabi Nefashas when it comes to death and life and death, the death penalty when it comes to Kiddushin. So Memela, here we're Machmir. Because when it comes to Dini Nefashas, we don't follow a Rov. If there's a Tzad, maybe it's Kavua. And therefore we're Machmir L'Hatzur Get B'Chai Gavna, that even if it's Rov Goyim, we're still Choshish for the Miut Yisrael, because we're dealing with Dine Nefashis, and Memela, Nafkamina Lagabi Nefashis, and Memela, we're Matzrich Aget, B'chai Gab, and we can also explain based on Aran, Kedushin 5b, that in every Safi Kedushin, we're Mamet Pcheskas Pnuya, because of the Chumrah of Erva. The rabbis asked her to get married, in other words, Medai Haisa, we're Mamet her. Mermamet her becheskus pnuya. That's the chumra of erva. The rabbis said that you can't get married. Ayin bo enig yantiv b'simen ayin aleph dibor maslam yukasha. V'afshur de kemoichein, we were also not mati, the rabbis were also not mati, a suffix kavua. Because it's just a psak. Remember we said that if there's a suffix kavua, if there's a tzad, that there's a kavua involved over here. Again, we're talking about a city where there's, let's say the woman is kavu in her house and the man comes to her. So 50-50. See, right? Maybe she went to him and it's Rov Goyim. You shouldn't worry about it at all because Rov Goyim. There's also Tzad Kavua here. And maybe Tzad Kavua, the rabbis were Machmir. We which is only a psak b'safik, and it doesn't completely wipe out the meat. It still creates a suffik. It still remains a suffik. We just pass in the suffik lufi arov, but it doesn't completely wipe out the mute and al tzchum de erva. Like we saw in the Ran. Tzchum de erva, the rabbis were machmir, and here also, the rabbis were machmir. The nafkamina is legabe nefasha, so we are machmir because of the suffik kavua. And we view so from this, from the Gemara in Yevamis, 16b, says that an akum who is mekadish and in ishav is manazeh, choishim lekedushin, shema me'aseres hashavatimu. If a guy was mekadish but is manazeh, we're choishish for the kedushin, because maybe he came from the 10 tribes. Like the Gemara, I called the parish Miru parish. So we shouldn't be choishish. And it's the Gemara, b'duch dekvi. Rashi says they're kavua kol kavua kamechta mechta dami. So if it's in their makom of kfius, so these people are kavua here. So mele kol kavua kamechta mechta dami. It's 50-50 that they're from the aseres hashavatim. So asun shikidish b'zman hazeh choishim lekedushin. Frak Tosfos. Wait a second. If he went to her and called the parish meruba parish, you're right. You're right that if she went to him, the suffix is by him, is he a guy or not? And we say, kol kavuka mechta mechta dami. Maybe he went to her and called the parish and we were parish, and therefore you assume he's a guy. So that's Tosis Kasha. So the Yashiv Rashi say as follows, that it's Pashut. The question is not where he was Makadish the woman, as the Aruch Lanier wants to say. Because if so, if the question is where the guy is, where the man is, so if he's sitting in his house, then he's not allowed to eat nevelas and shrevis and mechal Shabbos. Why? Because when he's sitting in his house, he's kavur. So it's 50-50. Maybe he's a Jew. And when he goes out of his house, he's allowed to. And that definitely can't be true. Because the suffix doesn't change because of where he is. So it's not shaykh that his din is going to change when he changes places. But rather it's talui be'eza makom nis'abri imoy me'aviv. It's talui, depends on the question of what place his mother was impregnated by his father. Di azel ihu ligabo. Di azel ihu ligabo. That if he goes to her, then we say rov akum. Why do we say rov akum? We say rov akum because it's called a parish miru parish, and most of the people are goyim. So therefore, we assume the child. You assume that the. If she went to him, if she goes to him, then we want to know is the mother Jewish or not? So called the parish, maybe parish she's not. So you follow Rov Goyim. But if he goes to her, then she's 50-50 that she's Jewish. And therefore, there might be a din kavua. So in other words, this child is batim a case of safek kavua. There's one side, there's a Rov that he's a Goy, and the other side, there's a kavua kamechta mechta dami that he's a Jew. So sof kol sof, you have a Rov. And therefore, Tosis has a good kasha. Because it's only Safe Kavua, but on one side it's Kavua, and the other side there's a Rov. So you file the Rov 50-50 on one side. One Suffolk is 50-50, and then you have another Suffolk, you have a Rov. Obviously, chances are it's like that Rov. So therefore, the Tosis doesn't understand Rashi. What do you mean? Kol Kavua Kamechtzal Mechtzadami. You have a Rov. We should file the Rov Akum. Because it's only a case of Safek Kavua, and Safek Kavua is still a Rov. But now we can answer up Rashi. Because Lashon of the Gemara is that you're Choshish LeKedushin, doesn't she Safek Mekudesh? So we can say that in Achinami. Menatorah, there's not even a Safek Kedushin here. Because it's Safek Kavua. And even by Safek Kavua, we say this is in Rov. And therefore we're going to say that this person's a guy. because it's only safek kavu. In other words, the rov cases is he's a guy, but there's also sometimes there's also a safek kavu. Maybe it's kavu and it's 50-50. So safek kavu is enough to say midaraisa that he's a guy. But midrabban and the rabbis were machmir because this rov is not misalik the safek. That's like we explained by the Rambam, the Dibidina Sufi. That if you're not misalik the Suffolk, that if you're not misalik the Suffolk, then you're choshish for the Suffolk Kavua. But in other words, the Rambam says that by an Asufi who's found in an ear, doesn't matter whether it's Rov Goyim or Rov Jews, he's Makadish and Ish, you need to get misafik. Why? Because it's Suffolk Kavua. Because Akum Abba Bas Yisrael Avlad Yisrael. And therefore, only if he went to her, it's Kavua. And it's 50-50. But if she goes to him, right, the Suffolk is by her. So if he goes to her and she's Kavua, then it's 50-50. But if she goes to him, then call the Parish Meruba Parish. So we have a Suffolk Kavua, we still have Rov that he's a guy. Like we said, when it involves nefashis, so we do everything we can to save the person. So we therefore will say that this Vlad is a guy. Even if it's a robe of Jews, we'll still say the Vlad is a guy, because when there's a safek kavua. And when it comes to marriage, so you're right, when it comes to lahachil nevelas, we follow the robe. When it comes to nefashos, you have to be choshish for the miut if the rov doesn't completely wipe out the miut. And also when it comes to kedushin, then you have to be choshish for the miut. So if because the rov doesn't completely wipe out the miut. So if you have this asufi, even if it's rov goyim, maybe the man came to the woman, and therefore it's 50-50. The way she's in makom kvius, kol kavua kamechtzal mechtzadami. And therefore we're machmir to require a get. In other words, the parent of this asufi. Maybe the man went to the woman, and it's 50-50. Maybe she went to him, and it's rov goyim. But still, since we have a miut over here, we're dealing with nafkamina legabe nefashos. When it comes to kedushin. So we're choshish for the miut because the rov doesn't completely wipe out the miut. And the yisur from this we see from the Gemara in Yevamos that an akum shekidesh b'zman hazeh choshim lekedushin. That's not necessarily a safek kedushin. Maybe midai raisa we really follow the rov. It's rov goyim shalma yisrael. But since maybe when this guy's parents had bia, so maybe the man went to the woman. And she's b'makom kviusa. And if she's b'makom kviusa, kol kavua kamechtzal mechtzal. I mean, if she went to him and they had relations, so then it's rov goyim. See, so then you'll assume that it's called the parish meruba parish, and the child is a guy, because the mother is a guy. But if the mother is b'makom kviusa, then it's a safek kavua. And maybe she's kavua, and therefore it's only 50-50. And that doesn't completely wipe out the suffix. So therefore the Gemara says, Choshishim l'kedushin, not it's a suffix kedushin. But midrabbanan, because of the chumra veishas ish, we're choshish, because there's a suffix kavua here. So suffix kavua is enough to make it that we are going midrabbanan, we're going to be a choshish for the kedushin, and say that maybe this man who's makadish, this woman, maybe he's a Jew. Because maybe when his parents had relations, maybe the mother went to the father went to the mother, and the mother's a makom kviusa, so it's 50-50, and therefore there's a safek kavua over here, and a safek kavua, and then the child was born, so maybe this child is Jewish. So in safek kavua, what do? We go lechumra, midi rabbanan, and in achinami midi raisa. The child's a guy, because we have a rov. Like the Rashba says, we follow the Rav. Even the Suffolk Kavu, we follow the Rav. But again, the Rav doesn't wipe out the Suffolk. It's just a psak in the Rav. So therefore, it's not a strong enough psak to kill somebody. And it's not also a strong enough psak to completely disregard the Kedushin. Because the Kedushin also is nafka mino legabe nefashis. So, Mir Tashem, we will continue this journey in the next shir. Bli Nether, coming shir, and I appreciate you listening. Bli Nether, Mamshich, Shalom, Shalom.